The following shiur has been presented by Rav Chaim Weg, Rosh Kollel of the Beis Havad Dayanus Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Kiddushin Daf Ches. On yesterday's daf, the Gemara brought a machlokes between Rabbi and Rav Yosef. There was a story that there was a fellow who was Mekadesh Nisha using Shiroi. He was using silk. And they did not evaluate to find out the exact value of the silk before the Kiddushin. So the Gemara says that Rabba Omar Loitzri Chishuma. Rabba says that the silk does not have to be evaluated. Its exact value does not have to be known before the Kiddushin. And Rav Yosef Omar Tzri Chishuma. Rav Yosef argues that one has to evaluate the silk before the Kiddushin, and it's necessary to know the true value of the silk even before the Ma'aseh Kiddushin takes place. If the silk is not evaluated before the Ma'aseh Kiddushin, the Kiddushin is not chal. And the Gemara brought two lashonos in Rav Yosef. The first lashon of Yosef was that the case which we're talking about, that we have to know the true value of the silk before the Ma'aseh Kiddushin takes place, is referring to a case where the husband indicated clearly that the silk is worth a certain amount. He said that it's worth 50 zuz, and indeed it turned out that he was correct. It was worth 50 zuz. But in the first lashon, Rav Yosef says that if the silk is not evaluated before the Ma'aseh Kiddushin, if the value of the silk is not known at the moment when the chosan gives the silk to the kala, so then in such a case, the Kiddushin cannot be chal, because the woman is not Seimech Das, since she does not know for sure that the silk is worth the agreed upon price. She is not clear that the silk is worth the 50 zuz that she was told it was worth. So when she accepts the silk, since she is not aware that this is the silk is the predetermined value, so therefore she does not have smichas das, and the kedushin is not chal. However, if he were to give her the silk without discussing how much the silk is worth, according to the first lashon, the kedushin would in fact be chal, because we all know the silk is worth more than a shava pruta, and therefore there's definitely enough value in the silk to be mekadesh the isha. In the second lashon, the Gemara says that even if he tells her that I mean mekadesh you with the silk, no matter how much it's worth, if it's worth one pruta, still the silk must be evaluated before the Ma'aseh Kiddushin, because there's a new halacha, ma kesef dekayetz, af shava kesef dekayetz. The same way when one is mekadesh with a coin, one knows the exact value of the coin, so too, when one is mekadesh with shava kesef, the exact value of that shava kesef must be known in order for the Ma'aseh Kiddushin to be chal. The Gemara goes vaita, and the Gemara says, and this is what we're going to focus on, Omer of Yosef, on today's daf, Minoa Minola, from where do I know that the silk has to be evaluated before the Ma'aseh Kiddushin? The Tanya, as you learned in a Braisa, Egelze Lepinyan Bini, a person tells the Kayin, take this calf for Pinyan HaBen, Talize Lepinyan Bini, take this talis for Pinyan HaBen. Loi Omar Klum. The son is not considered to be Nifteh, because the value of this Egel, or the value of this talis, is not yet known to the Kayin at the point, is not yet known to the Kayin at the point when the father is giving the Egel or the talis to the Kayin. However, if the father says, Egel ze b'chameh shloim lepinyan bini, this calf, which is worth 5 shloim for should go for my opinion. Haven talze b'chamesh sloim l'opinion mini. This talus, which is worth 5 sloim, should I'm giving to you 4 pidyon haben. B'nai padoi, the son is considered to be padoi, the pidyon works. What the Gemara is saying clearly is that pidyon haben, the kayin has to be aware that the talus or the egel is worth 5 sloim prior to the pinyon haben, and this is a raya to Rav Yosef that by a ma'aseh kedushin one has to be aware, the kala has to be aware the value of the silk. Now, if you learn this Gemara kipshutei, so it would seem that this braisa of egel zeh or tala zeh for pinyon haben is a raya for lishna basra. The Lishna Basra learns that whenever one uses Shavu Kesef, one has to know exactly the value of that Shavu Kesef. Otherwise, the Gzeiras HaKosef, that Shavu Kesef is like Kesef, does not apply unless the value of the Shavu Kesef is clear, the same way the value of Kesef is clear. However, it would seem that according to the Lishna Kama, that the first Lashon, which holds that, of course, Shavu Kesef is considered to be like Kesef, even in a situation where its value is not clear. However, the problem with the silk in the Kedushin was because the woman was not Seimer Das, she was not aware that she was getting the full value of what the husband was promising her, and therefore she was not masking to the Kedushin, because she wasn't sure that she was getting the predetermined price, it would seem that that type of svara should only apply to Kedushin. Because by Kedushin we find that the woman, when she receives the money, she is being makne herself over to the husband. So therefore, Rav Yosef could hold that if she's not aware that she's getting the predetermined value at the moment of the Kedushin, since she's not sure, she's not makne herself over misafik. On the tzad, that is really worth what he's telling me. On that tzad, I'm being makne myself over. So that svara l'chaira should only apply by kedushin. Because by kedushin, the woman is being makne herself over. So since the woman is being makne herself over, we need her das, and she does not have das because she is unaware that the silk is worth the predetermined price. However, by pinyon haben, it would seem that according to the first lashon of Rabbi Yosef, even if the kayin does not know the value of the silk, it should not make a difference. Because since the mitzvah of pinyon haben is for the father to give the money to the kayin doesn't have to do anything. The kayin doesn't have to be makne anything in the mitzvah of pinyon haben. All he has to do is receive the money. So therefore, it would seem that if the kayin does not know the value of the money and he's not Seimech Das, the pidyon haben should be good in any event. And therefore, it would seem that this braisa, which says that the kayin must know the value of the object of pidyon haben, it would seem that this braisa is a raya to the second lashon of Rabbi Yosef, rather than a raya to the first lashon of Rabbi Yosef. However, or it's almost a kasha on the first lashon of Yosef. However, Tosfos over here, in this one line Tosfos, learns not like that. Tosfos v'remaslo mino aminala, d'tanya egel, Tosfos says, l'lishna kama ma'isi raya, that this braisa is indeed a raya to the lishna kama, that we see that for pinyon haben to take place, the kayin has to have smichas das. The similar to that, it would follow that the isha has to have smichas das by kedushin. If she does not know the value at the moment of the pinyon or the kedushin cannot be chal. Which really leads us to a tremendous question. Why does the kayin have to be smichas das? Why does the kayin have to know the value of the pinyon haben when the pinyon haben is taking place? After all, the kayin is not a partner in the chalais, it would seem, but rather there's a mitzvah to give the money to a kayin. So the Atzmus Yosef over here on Daf Ches asks the Kasha, and the Atzmas Yosef wants him a Kaddish, that Pidyon HaBen needs the Das of the Kohen, and he says that since the Kohen is the Odin of the Bechor, he's the owner of this Bechor, so since he is the Odin of this Bechor, so therefore in order to Pidyon HaBen, we need him to know the value of the Pidyon HaBen, of the money that he's receiving. The Ketzais in Simen Reish Mem Gimel, Sif Katan Dalet, is very bothered with Atzmas Yosef's Pshat and Tesis. He brings a Prichadash, which the Prichadash says that one is allowed to go ahead and give Pidyon HaBen money, even to a Kohen Katan, which the Chayyar Kohen Katan does not have Das, and therefore it would seem that the Das of the Kohen is not necessary for Pidyon HaBen, and if we do not need the Kohen's Das, so what's the problem with giving the Pidyon HaBen money to the Kohen if the Kohen is unsure, does not have Smichas Das, is unsure of the value? We do not need the Das of the Kohen at all. And he goes into a whole discussion about whether Manas Kahuna can be given Bal Karchoy of the Kohen or not, can be given against the will of the Kohen or not. And the Tzais would like to have that one can give the Kohen the mitzvah of Manas Kahuna even against the will of the Kohen. After all, a Loiva can pay back a Malva even against the will of the Malva. If he hands him the money, even if the Malva does not want to accept it, the Chayv is over. Perayin Bal Karchay Shmei Perayin. And the Ketzais, after much discussion, concludes that since by Matnas Kahuna there's a halacha of Nesina Derech Kavod, that the Matnas Kahuna has to be given, that Derech Nesina, in the way which one gives a gift, so although one does not need Das in order to receive a gift, but if one gives a gift Bal Karchay, one gives a gift against the person's will, that is not considered to be an honorable gift. If the Kohen does not have, if the Kohen Katan, you can give him Pidyon HaBen. It's not against his Das, but it's not with his Das. But if the Kohen is unaware of what it's worth, and therefore he's uncomfortable in the fact that he's receiving his Pidyon HaBen, he's not sure if he's getting it the correct value, so that uncomfortableness will take away from the Derech Nesina, and therefore we need the Smichas Das of the Kohen. We need that the Kohen should be in agreement, and that's why the Kohen would have to know the value in order that it should not be considered to be a Nesina Bal Karchay. And the Ketzais ends off V'tzarech Iyun B'cholzeh. The Ketzais ends off that this is an unclear point. Why is it that the Kohen has to be, that the Kohen has to be aware of the value of what he's receiving at the moment of the Pidyon HaBen? Reb Shimon Shkup in his Chidushim, in the Sefer Chidushim, and also in Shara Yesher, he, in Shar Hei, Per Kofei, the Reb Shimon wants to propose a yesoid in the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen. And that yesoid is that Pidyon HaBen is not only a mitzvah to go ahead and to give money to the Kohen, but rather Pidyon HaBen is a pidyon. We'll read Reb Shimon inside. The mitzvah Pidyon HaBen ain't rak mitzvahs matnas kahuna l'chud kishar matnas kahuna. That Pidyon HaBen is not like other matnas kahuna. That the mitzvah is l'hoshiv hamam l'kehanim, to give the return or to give money to a kohen the same way one pays back a debt. But rather, besides for the debt which the Torah created, that the father owns the kohen, however, the Bechor has some sort of Kedusha on him. And even though Reb Shimon writes that we don't know any dinim that of the Kedusha of the Bechor, and there is no chiluk in the Hanhaga before the Pidyon and after the Pidyon, but because the Torah uses a lashon of Pidyon, it's muchach that a pinyon is taking place. Something is changing in the ben habachar. That when you give the money to the kayin takes the money, and by the kayin taking the money, the kedusha is nostalgic from the bechor. And he brings a raya from the Gemara in Kedushin, that the Gemara in Kedushin says, Hu liftais ubnai liftais. What happens if a person has a choice? Should he pay to himself, or should he pay to himself? Or pay to his son? So the Gemara says, better he should be paid to himself, because being paid himself is a mitzvah degufay. It's a mitzvah on his guf. Rather, he should do a mitzvah on his guf than a mitzvah on his son's guf. Now, if you learn that the entire pidyon haben is a mitzvah for the father to pay money to the kayin, or the bechor himself to pay money for the kayin, it's not a mitzvah degufay. Right now, he owes the kayin 10 slim. 5 for himself, that his father didn't pay, and 5 for his son. But ultimately, what we're left with is a chayv, and a chayv only. If we are to go ahead and to call this a mitzvah degufay, it seems that something is happening to his guf. And rather he should take care of his own guf than take care of the guf of his son. But Reb Shimon learns that there's a pinyon taking place, and Reb Shimon even goes one step further, and he says that the mashmois of the pasuk is that it's the kayin who is creating that pinyon. When the pasuk says, ach pada yifte, the pasuk says that kol pete rechem l'chol basar, asher yakrivu l'Hashem ba'odam u'behem yielach, that the pete rechem yielach belongs to you, the kayin. Ach, but padei sifte eis bechar adam. You, the kayin, should be paid to the bechar adam. When you get the money, you, the kayin, are paid to the bechar. Meaning that the kayin is involved in the pinyon haben. The kayin is being paid to the bechar. And Reb Shimon uses this yisoid to answer many questions in the halachas of pinyon haben. That pinyon haben is not just a chayv mamon, but pinyon haben, included in pinyon haben, is a chalois pinyon, which kedusha is being removed from the child. Reb Shimon writes that we do not know of any halachic ramifications of this pinyon, which is taking place. Indeed, if one looks in the Sipurno, it seems from the Sipurno in Parashas Boy, the Sipurno says, that without the pidyon, the bechor would be usur in meleches chel, in any mundane melacha, the same way the Torah says, leisavay bechor sherecha. And this pidyon is the kayin is doing the actual mice of pidyon, and therefore, it's not just the chayv moment, but rather, it's an accomplishment, something is changing, and what's changing is being facilitated by the kayin. Reb Shimon says that this is pshat in our Gemara also. Since the kayin needs to make that pidyon, the kayin needs to go ahead, receive it, and make this chalois. So therefore, the kayin is not just a recipient of the money, but rather, the kayin is involved in the ma'is opinion. We need his smichas das, because a transaction is taking place, and if he does not have smichas das, that he is receiving the money which is coming him, so then this transaction will not take place, similar to the woman who will not become the kudeshes if she is not, if she does not give herself over in exchange for the money. So too, the kayin must facilitate the pidyon in exchange for the money. In fact, in the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, the Rambam says, by the mitzvah of pidyon haben, he says, v'hu, the mitzvah is, shenifdenu min ha-kayin, that we should be paid the bechor from the kayin. It's as if the bechor, it's as if the kayin owns the bechor. And we are buying it from the kayin for 5 shloim, and that's what the pasuk says. Ach, padei sifte es bechor ha'adam.
The Rambam writes clearly in Sefer HaMitzvos that it's like a sale, so to say. And since it's a sale, so therefore we need the das of the meicher that in order to make the pidyon take place. I just wanted to propose that with this Yisrael of Shimon, we can answer another shayla, which also is on today's daf. The Gemara on today's daf tells us that Rav Kahana shokal sudra l'pidyon haben. Rav Kahana, he accepted a sudr for pidyon haben. Tosfos says, Mashma hachadur Rav Kahana hayu kayin. It would seem from here that Rav Kahana was a kayin. Why else would he be taking money for pidyon haben? The problem is that the Gemara in Pesachim seems to say that Rav Kahana was married to a kayin, but he himself was not a kohen. Tosfos says two pshatim. One pshat is that there were two Rav Kahanas, and the second pshat, one was a kohen, one was married to a kohen. The second pshat was that Rav Kahana was not a kohen. The pidyon haben money he took was on behalf of his wife. The same way the Gemara tells us in Chulin that a kohenes, a bas kohen, is allowed to accept Zraya Keva L'chayim, and not only that, the Bas Kayin, who's married to Yisrael, could accept Zraya Keva L'chayim, and her husband could accept Zraya Keva L'chayim for her. So therefore, the same way a Kayin can accept Zraya Keva L'chayim, Yisrael married to a Kehenes could accept Zraya Keva L'chayim, so too a person married to a Kehenes could accept pidyon haben, money on behalf of his wife. So Tosfos HaKapon is mesupik whether a kehenes can take money for pidyon haben. The shaila is that, and this is they ask it more so on the Rambam, that the Rambam says very clearly at the end of Hilchos Bikurim that reishis hageis is chulin l'chol davar. Reishis hageis is like chulin. That it could be given to a kehenes, afal pishu nusul Yisrael, kematnas behema. The same way Zraya Kev L'chayim can be given to a kehenes, so too Reishis Hageis can be given to a kehenes. And he says that both of them should have the same halacha. Why? Because since it's chulun l'chol davar, since there's no kedusha whatsoever in the Reishis Hageis, the same way there's no kedusha in the Zraya Kev L'chayim, what the Rambam seems to be saying is that all you're doing is doing a mais and a sina. The Torah is mechayev you a mais and a sina to the shevet akahuna. And when one is given doing a mais and a sina to the shevet akahuna, so in such a situation, one can be mechayim that mais and a sina to shevet akahuna, both by giving it to a kohen and to giving it to a kehenes. So the shaila is, if so, why does the Rambam and the Sefer HaChinuch hold that pidyon haben may not be given to a kehenes? A pidyon haben also does not have any kedusha, and since it does not have any kedusha, why is it that pidyon haben money cannot be given to a kehenes? Now, the Rosh asks his kasha, and the Rosh says this exerus akosav of Aaron Ubanov, but I'll call upon him. L'chaira, it would seem, according to the Klalim, that the money of Pidyon HaBen should be able to be given to a Kehenes, and yet we find that the Rambam, the Ra'ah, the Sefer HaChinuch, the Rosh holds that it cannot be given to a Kehenes, and Tosfos that we learnt is mistapik in the Shaila, whether it could be given to a Kehenes or not. Now, if you learn that Pidyon HaBen works different than other Matnas Kahuna, and a Pidyon HaBen is not just being given to the Mamon HaShevet, but rather the Kohen has to do something, he has to be paid to the Bechar, so this would then be very understandable. Because we only have a Chiddush from Zraya Keva L'Chayayim, that the Kohenes is considered to be part of the Shevet HaKahuna, that when she gets the money has been received by the Shevet HaKahuna. However, according to Reb Shimon, that we're learning that the Matnas Kahuna
is a that the mat that the pinyon haben is a pinyon which is being facilitated by the kayin. So since it's being facilitated by the kayin, so then we can understand that just like all other avodas kahuna, when the kayin has to facilitate something, it is dafka the kehanim and not the kehenes. So pidyon haben also must be given dafka to a kayin and not to a kehenes. Just to conclude with something interesting, there's a fascinating tshuva's chassam sefer, that the chassam sefer writes that he heard that there's a shmua going around that he said that la halacha opinion the money of the opinion can be given to a kohenis, and the Chassam Sofer writes this letter to one of his talmidim telling them that they should stop the rumor because he never said this la halacha. In what context did the Chassam Sofer make this comment? So he says like this: I was once sitting by opinion I've been. And they gave one of the participants to bench, and the participant did not say Birshus Kayin. So since he did not say Birshus Kayin, everyone started laughing at him. And they said to him, Bishloy, by a bris, if you bench, you don't say Birshus Kayin. So that's understandable, because not necessarily do you have to have a Kayin by a bris. If you're sitting by a Sheva Brachas, you don't say Birshus Kayin, that's also understandable. Not necessarily do you need a Kayin by a Sheva Brachas. But how could you have a pinyon haben without a kayin? How could somebody possibly forget to say birshus kayin by a pinyon haben if every pinyon haben indeed needs a kayin? I guess that in the Chassam Sofer's time, people stayed till the end of the simchas. Everyone stayed till benching. But al kolponim, so the Chassam Sofer said they were making fun of this fellow. So I said that maybe this fellow was a Talmud Chacham Muflig. He's holding in the sugya of Kedushin and Daf Ches, and he was thinking that the Pidyon HaBen could be given to Bas Kayin, in which case Birshus Kayin would not have to be said by the Pidyon HaBen. And the Chassam Sofer says that he never said it halacha l'maisa, and he said it just to prevent this person from being embarrassed. And he said people should really know better that they should not create halachas from the discussion, from the sichas chulin, so to say, of Talmid Chacham. However, la halacha, of course, the pinyon haben may be given dafka to a male kayin, not to a female kayin. Even if one sees a female kayin before a male kayin, then one should not give it to the, you know, there's no local kayin. If one gives it to a kehenes, then one can end up losing the bracha, because when one sees the kayin, then it will be a suffix pinyon. But the Chassam Sofer concludes that if a person lives in a place with honor kehanim, but there is an Eishes Kayin, there is a Bas Kayin, and a person never knows what's going to be tomorrow, so in such a situation, the Chassam Sofer does recommend that the person gives Pidyon HaBen money to a Bas Kayin al Tnai, that if he is never in his life going to meet a Kayin, this should be a Pidyon Misafik. And he says that even though, generally speaking, we do not give pidyon haben money mitalal nas lahachzer, over here, if the person is tight for cash, he can make a mitalal, give it al mitalal nas lahachzer, but he should make it clearly al tnai that if the person subsequently will meet a kayin, that he's going to be repaid by the kayin, not repaid. This pidyon should be nothing, so he should be able to make a bracha. And therefore, that's a Chassam's suggestion that if a person finds himself in place of the Arno Kehanim, then he should give it to an Abbas kayin al tnai the money of the pidyon haben, even in a matan al manas lahachzer fashion. And then when he meets a kayin, he'll go ahead and be paid with a bracha kedas or kedin. But he says that he never meant to say that l'halacha one can give to a bas kayin. The comment which he made by that pidyon haben was just being made in order to protect the person who is benching from the embarrassment and the laughter of the people who were making fun of.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.